Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Everybody knows we're full on with Ravens coverage around here. Luke Jones standing by out in Owings Mills for all the breaking news as the Ravens spend some time home and hopefully prosperous here. And all that, of course, brought to you by Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast. Also, our Maryland Crab Cake Tour coming your way and coming with the mayor on November 17th at Coco's. It is all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. We've moved outside of sports and move around with these inspiring stories, wise conversations, as we call them here with our friends at Wise Markets. And, you know, a lot with muscular dystrophy over the years. I remember the Jerry Lewis telethon, Channel 45. I've been a part of that. I didn't even know how to pronounce this disease. And I'm going to welcome on Elijah Stacey from Southern California right now to do a good turn and educate me and our audience about sort of a strange wing of genetic code. And my wife's a two-time bone marrow transplant survivor, so I had to do a little bit of Googling on this. Elijah suffers from a disease called Duchenne and has a website called DestroyDuchenne.org. I'm going to let you tell your journey here because this really began a while ago, but I think for a lot of folks, maybe not even knowing how to pronounce it or what it is. Good day to you. I hope the weather's better in Southern California than it is here in Maryland today, Elijah.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. And I just got to say, I just love your energy. I love your positivity. It's so great, so refreshing, so encouraging. So awesome. But so yeah, I'm born with Duchenne muscular dystrophy, and Duchenne muscular dystrophy, it's a muscle wasting disease. And as time goes on, a person's muscles will get weaker. So what typically happens is a person, when they're, you know, a little kid, they'll walk on their tippy toes, they'll fall to the floor frequently, they'll have a hard time going upstairs, hard time getting up off the floor. And then by the time they're 11, they'll become completely dependent on a power wheelchair, as I am. And then during their later teenage years, they'll lose mobility in their arms. So it becomes very, very struggling there. And the worst part about the disease is that it's a fatal disease. Most patients pass away when they're 25 years old. So it's a very serious disease and something that we need to do something about immediately. And the reason why it's a fatal disease is because it attacks the heart and the diaphragm muscles, because they are muscles as well. And so muscle wasting disease, every muscle will be attacked. So very serious disease, but I'm doing everything I can with my nonprofit, Destroy Duchenne, to complete the cure for this disease. And I'm very excited with the future and everything that we're doing to make that happen.
I see your book behind you, A Small If, and I'm racing with questions right now about all of this. When were you diagnosed? At birth? Is this something that appears right away, or something the doctors tell your parents, or your parents say there's something wrong? Like, I'm trying to understand the beginning of all of this for you, or how anybody in our audience could have this in their family.
Yeah, so I was diagnosed when I was 6 years old, but, you know, there's a lot of new testing now. You know, I think they can even do pregnancy screening now, so you can catch this very early. But I was diagnosed when I was six, and you really start to see symptoms when you're about, you know, 4 to 6 years old. That's when it's really noticeable. So I was 6 years old when I was diagnosed with Duchenne.
So you get this diagnosis. How new of a disease is this? I mean, when were the first diagnoses, when they understood what it is and more about it?
Well, I mean, it's been around for a good amount of time. So it's not like, you know, I was, you know, one of the first people to ever experience this or whatever, but
it is a wing of, like, what Jerry's kids, it's in the framework of what muscular dystrophy has always known about, but it's this particular type of muscular dystrophy.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's a form of muscular dystrophy, and it's one of the most progressive in forms of muscular dystrophy. So, yeah, that's exactly right. It's a form of muscular dystrophy.
So, you know, my wife's diabetic and she's had two bone marrow transplants. So, and I'm not scientific. I mean, you're going to, I own a radio station and really don't know how it works other than I talk and it goes out, you know? But I would say for genetic code and for meds and big pharma, and more than that, just research that we do in this country, we've made incredible strides. I mean, just in the two decades from my wife to seeing how her diabetes is treated and how she had leukemia twice, and a guy across the world saved her life here at Hopkins by sending bone marrow. So, I mean, these incredible, I've been a part of it. It's one of the reasons I don't talk about sports all day, every day, is to talk to people like you and say, you know, wise conversations. How do we learn a little bit more about this? I would say the genetic part of this, and I've been on your website, I'm trying to understand a cure and understand that generationally, 50 or 100 years from now, this work you're doing is so foundational in saving lives.
Yeah. So when you look at the disease, it is an error within your genetic code. So to really make this really simple, I think, imagine you have a book, for example, okay, and you're reading the page. And on the page, it says, I went to red. That doesn't make any sense. But if we were to change the R in red to a B, I went to bed is now what it says. It would make sense. And so the reader can read it and the sentence functions as it's supposed to, because now you understand the message that they're trying to communicate.
One letter, everything's different, right?
Exactly. It could be that small and it can mess everything up. One letter.
Math. One digit, right?
One. And that's the difference between walking and not walking, right? Living a long life and not living a long life. And that's what Duchenne is, right? And in some cases, it's more than just one letter and other things like that. But for this example, you know, we'll go with this. But the good news is this. Is that there's things such as gene editing like CRISPR, which is really starting to get more recognition now, that allows us to edit our DNA code and fix those spelling errors, if you will. And that's a great thing. And that's what I'm trying to advance into human practice. And if we do that, it can not only help Duchenne, but it can help all these other genetic diseases as well that are the result of a spelling error. And so I'm very, very, very optimistic and very hopeful and very encouraged by the science that I see taking place right now. And I truly believe that we're entering the golden age of medicine, and I want to help usher it in. And I'm doing everything I can to usher in the golden age of medicine.
I love when people talk about science on my program, especially given where we've been here the last 5 years in our culture. Elijah Stacey's here. He is set out to destroy Duchenne. You started a GoFundMe. So you've lived with this your whole life. I'm trying to do the math on this, you know, all this century. And in 2017, I'm sure you were a cute kid and people, you know, worried about you and loved you. And then you grow old enough to actually do something about this and fight and make people aware and do crazy guys radio shows in Baltimore and like all of that. 2017, what happened there that created what, you know, is a website and now a worldwide movement that you're a part of with your book?
Yeah. So I started Destroy Duchenne in 2017. It's a nonprofit organization. I was 15 years old at the time. I wanted to do something great for the world. I didn't know what it was at the time.
You're out where? Riverside, California, right?
That's correct. Riverside, California. Yep. Okay. And I wanted to do something great for the world. I just didn't know what it was. Went to a fundraiser, learned about Duchenne, and learned that it's a fatal disease. That really got me serious. And I realized, okay, this is what I want to do. I love business. So I want to start a business around this. Started a nonprofit when I was 15 years old, 2017. And, you know, the rest is history. That's where it started. And then when I was 16 years old, I started writing a book, finished it when I was 17 years old, just published it 2 weeks ago, and I'm 20. So that's kind of where I'm at. But this book is a little bit different. It's not just about Duchenne and the cause, but it's about overcoming suffering. It's a memoir about my life, and it has 13 life lessons in it that I talk about at the end of each chapter. And so it's a really, really powerful book that I think is going to help people get hope and help people overcome their suffering. There's some great lessons in it. And I just really think that people need that right now. You know, all the adversity that we went through in the last 2 years as a human race, you know, with this pandemic and everything relating to it, you know, we could use hope. We could use the mindsets needed to overcome one's adversity, right? And so that's what I'm dedicated to doing.
Well, obviously knowing it's possible. Elijah Stacey is our guest. I want everybody to go out to Destroy Duchenne, but that's spelled French style, Duchenne.org. You can find out more about and give and donate and be a part of this. And, you know, I think everybody's been touched by something charitable in their life or somebody in their family that's been afflicted by something. I would certainly think for your parents and your family and getting you through this in Riverside, California, and finding some support. What were the support mechanisms for you, governmental, hospital, needing different sets of tools to get through your day than a guy like me?
Yeah, well, you know, I would really just say that, you know, insurance has helped cover a lot of the stuff that, you know, like wheelchairs and stuff like that. The church has been a huge support system, you know, helping remodel our bathroom and stuff like that. You know, that's really needed.
I love how you say stuff like that, you know, essential stuff.
Essential stuff that you can't live without.
I threw my back out last week, right? And just getting the laundry out of the washer has put a whole different spin on how quickly I can do it, how, you know, slowly I could do it, where I am. And I always have, you know, great respect for anybody who is on the struggle in any way that way, to understand that everything's that way for a lot of people. And, you know, hopefully in 2 weeks, Dr. Steve will have me moving and feeling good. For folks like you, it's a whole different set of stuff that just is stuff. But a wheelchair is not stuff, you know, it's like these glasses and my ability to see you right now, right?
Yeah, no, it's something that you can't live without it, right? Like, you need those glasses to be able to see, you know, I need this wheelchair to get around. These are essentials. And so you're exactly right.
Well, hey, man, good luck to you. Can people get the book? Tell me a little bit more about getting in touch with you and the things you're doing. I have a feeling you speak in front of people, Elijah. Maybe you will come and inspire people with these 13 life lessons.
Yeah, I do public speaking quite a lot, but you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Elijah J. Stacy on all those platforms. And if you want to connect with me personally, you can go to my website, my personal website, ElijahJStacy.com. And there, I have a form for public speaking if someone wants me to come speak there, or if they want to write me a message, ask me a question, whatever it is. You can learn more about me on my personal website, ElijahJStacy.com. Well, and if you want to get my book as well, A Small If, it's available on Amazon. A Small If.
Well, I would say this for, you know, trying to find the cure, right? Like, that's the most important thing. And I look up on your website, Complete the Cure. Does it feel like there's been breakthroughs in this space where people get, I know about like cannabis giving comfort to people in pain. I'm talking about structure. I'm talking about things that have really, that are going to elongate your life or your freedom or your strength, things that are breakthroughs. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, gene editing, I feel really optimistic about it. And let me just really go more into that. They've already done it on mice that have Duchenne muscular dystrophy, and it's worked. We've done it on dogs, and it's worked. We've even took a human heart cell with a patient with Duchenne, took it out, put it outside, edited it, and it worked. It stopped the progression of the disease. That right there is very encouraging.
Where's this being done? What hospital? Who's doing this work? Is it here in America?
Yeah, all over the world, but a lot of it is taking place in America. You know, this is happening in, you know, scientific labs and stuff like that.
Nice, dude. Well, hey, I appreciate the education on this, and good luck to you, right? And if you make your way this week, you know, or this way at some point, being a high paid spokesperson and inspiring folks, I want to come and hear about your 13. Give me number one. You get 13. Just give me one. Baker's dozen.
My favorite, or just the first one?
Your favorite.
My favorite, it's very hard to say, but one that I think people need to really hear right now is that economy of control. And that lesson basically says to focus on what you can control, disregard what's not in your control. But the key to the lesson is a majority of things are not in your control. There's a difference between influencing something and controlling it. Controlling it is determining the outcome. Influencing it is trying to, you know, affect change, but you're not able to determine the outcome. So very, very important. For example, let me just break this down. For example, I can be very nice to someone. I can be interested in them. I can be polite, all those things, and influence them to try and like me, but I can't control if they like me or not. They may not like anybody for that matter. So they might not like me because I'm anybody, right? So that's a very important lesson of that economy of control. Focus on what you can control, disregard what you cannot control.
Well, there's one lesson already, free of charge. Elijah Stacy joining us here. DestroyDuchenne.org is the way to do that and contributing to the court. Hey, thanks for making us smarter and contributing to our wise conversations today and giving us some wisdom from out in Riverside. And hope to get back out there to L.A. I hear they're going to play a Super Bowl, in February. We got a number 8 in the purple. It was pretty good. So either way, I'll be out there for the Super Bowl. So good to get back to California, man. Take care of yourself out there. Stay safe, all right?
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been an honor to be here. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. A Small If is the book. The Story Duchenne is the website. Elijah Stacy, my guest here. Another wise conversation inspired by my friend Bill Cole and Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. Said, man, you got to have people like Elijah on the program. Tell some new stories after my wife was battling and we did it so much. There goes my hero here locally. So there you have it. By the way, Luke's still out in Owings Mills doing the Ravens thing, and I'm certainly going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake thing each and every Friday. It's all powered up by the Maryland Lottery. let yourself play. We're going to be this week at the Knicks Grandstand Grill. Last week, we're at Mother's down in Federal Hill. We had to move the show when the mayor was diagnosed with COVID. We're doing that on November 17th now at Coco's Pub in Lauraville. I am Nestor. Very easy to find me. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, Instagram, anywhere you are. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.